Today is Thursday, March the 16th, 2017. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Geeky Gay. And anyway, I'm back from a trip to San Diego. And we're going to talk about all that and more in this episode. Anyway, in this episode, we're going to talk about the trip to San Diego. And we're going to talk about, I don't know, whatever comes to my mind. I'm going to get you guys caught up. I was gone, and then it's been really busy, but hopefully it is slowing down now, and I'm not sure if it's going to be busy anymore for the next couple of months, hopefully, but regardless, here I am, and I wanted to talk about the trip to San Diego, but I got so many emails. Thank you guys for emailing, and so I wanted to read the emails because everyone had ideas for things that I should do in San Diego. So the first one came in from John Tyson. And he says, "Hi, Adam. Long time no email, but I just listened to the latest episode of Geeky Gay and heard you and Mark are visiting San Diego. I used to live there and had a few suggestions. So you thought of the zoos and SeaWorld already. I'd say to try the Midway Museum. It's a retired aircraft carrier that you can walk through. Hillcrest is the gay area of San Diego. Riches is the biggest club there, but you guys might enjoy bar hopping more. Just start at one end of university and make your way to the other. Start east, where the large pride flag is, and head west. If you have time and the weather permits, hit Black's Beach. It's a nude beach that is overlooked by a huge cliff and hang gliders." And hang gliders? It's overlooked by a huge cliff and hang gliders. I guess people who hang glide. I don't know. "The path down to the beach can be treacherous, literally, so be careful. There's a safer, longer route you can take that includes a really nice hiking trail north of the beach if you want to do that. Sorry for the novel. Just wanted to throw some quick ideas your way. Have fun." So, John, thanks for emailing. You know, we did do a couple of things on your list. We were not able to make it to the zoo. And I figured every time we go somewhere, I'm always doing some animal-related thing with Mark. And we'll talk about the whale watching and all of that, but I just thought, you know, I don't want to. There are zoos in every city, and I'm not sure that I want to put him through because I don't know that he's as big of an animal freak as I am, and I don't know if I want to put him through that. So we didn't go to the zoo, and we didn't make it to the nude beach because it really wasn't beach weather while we were there. I would say during the day, it might have gotten up to 70. Maybe a little bit. I don't remember the exact temperature, but we didn't have to have jackets on during the day, but it was not hot. It was definitely not hot enough to lay out on the beach or to have, you know, to be swimming or anything like that. And I just thought we had such a limited amount of time that I didn't want us to spend, you know, do all that hiking and Black's, or the beach that you mentioned was a little bit, not far, but it was a little bit of a drive from where we were staying. And I just didn't know that it would be worth it because I thought, you know, we'll hike down and there'll be no one here. And let me tell you guys something about that. I think I've mentioned before. So Mark and I have been to a nude beach together before, and he did not want to get naked. And I feel self-conscious if I'm the only one of the two of us getting naked. And so, you know, I just thought, well, I don't know. I thought, well, I'm not sure. Even if there were people there, I would want to get naked. And he's not going to want to, so I'm not going to do it. And so anyway, it was like, okay, probably no one's going to be there. If someone is there, I'm not going to be able to get naked because I'm going to feel self-conscious and he's not going to get naked. And I haven't shaved all the naughty bits and everything and my shoulders. So, and it's too cold to swim. So I'm just going to be laying there in weather that's too cold. So we didn't do that. But anyway, thank you for the email. We did do a couple of things. I'll talk about what we did here in a minute, but I want to get to a couple of other emails that we got. Tim McKenna wrote and said, "Hi, heard on Geeky Gay that San Diego is on the horizon. I've always enjoyed the Wild Animal Park. And from there, you can head to the coast and enjoy La Jolla or La Joya. I'm not sure. For a restaurant in La Joya, George's on the Cove is excellent. Pricey, but excellent. Adam, as you like all things British, the Hotel Del Coronado has a history with the king that abdicated for the woman he loved. One of the function rooms is the crown room, as the former king held dinners there. The hotel strengthened the tie by having Wallace Simpson's home moved to the property. If you're on the island, it's fun to drive in the direction of Lois Coronado Bay Hotel. It's kind of an ugly drive, but for one thing, the Navy SEALs train on the beach. Up near Torrey Pines is Black's Beach, which is the clothing optional beach. And he says it's a trek down and a hell of a climb back up. It might be worth it to swim the way nature intended. Once you get to the bottom, it's a long walk, then facing the ocean. Go to the right and you get to the gentleman's only section. Don't push to fit in Palm Springs, which we didn't. We did not go to Palm Springs. I always overbook our vacations, and I just thought, you know, I'm not going to do that this time. And he just says it's an excellent city. So thanks for the email, Tim. And we also got an email from Eric Keene. He says, welcome to San Diego in the future. Just wanted to drop you a quick line and give you a couple of tips for your trip here. I moved to San Diego from DC in July. However, didn't own a car until October, so I still consider myself very new to San Diego. He says not to worry about the rain. He grew up in Kansas City, and Arkansas and Kansas, or Missouri, we get similar rains. When it rains here, it really rains. And he said, I didn't have to worry about that. Even on days when it rains, it will, you know, it'll rain a little bit and then it'll go away and the sun will come out. So he told us a place to go for amazing Mexican food in Old Town Mexican. It's called Old Town Mexican Cafe. And best chance for go-go boys, he said, was at Numbers. And then he also recommended Riches. He says he can't wait to go whale watching now that he's in San Diego. He loves marine life and he's a member of the Birch Aquarium in La Jolla. I don't know how to say that, but he hasn't been whale watching, so he wanted to hear. So I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. And he says, if Mexican is not your thing, we have a great Little Italy district. If either of you like beer, San Diego is second only to Portland in the number of craft beer breweries. And so anyway, he says, hope you have a great time here in San Diego. We did. We had a really good time. So thanks for the email. And we got one more from Johnny Scott. He says, hey, Adam, I just found your show on Google Play and enjoyed a couple of episodes. Does that mean you listened to a bunch, but you only enjoyed a couple? Or does that mean you've so far enjoyed a couple? We'll see if you email me back and say you're still enjoying the episodes. But he says, I live in San Diego and wanted to give you a tip. I didn't pay attention to the dates you mentioned, so I hope it's not too late, but a cool venue to check out while here is Martini's Above Fourth Table and Stage. They have good food and great local talent. It's in the heart of the gayborhood. It's right across the street from Club San Diego and around the corner from a couple of bars and restaurants. Down the street from many others, walkable or a short Uber ride, and Friday nights are good there for live music. Sunday, head to church at Baby Cakes. But leave your heat. It was church air quotes. So I'm not really sure what he means there, unless that's just what they call the event. But leave your low carb diet at home. Spend a sunny Saturday or Sunday at Black's Beach, which is a nude beach, and which all of them mentioned. And hope you enjoy the city and see some whales. 3 days isn't really enough. You know, you're right, Johnny. 3 days was not enough at all. In fact, so we did go to San Diego. We left Thursday night. Let's see. We'll look back here at the date. We left Thursday the 2nd, and we were going to be there. We got there really late. We were going to be there the 3rd, 4th, and 5th and come back on the 6th. So that was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so we got there and checked into our hotel. There were no problems. The flight was on time. No issues there. We got to the airport fine. We got on the thing on the shuttle, went over to the rental car company, got a rental car, no big deal. So there was really no issues there, but it was like 11:30 at night by the time we got there. So we went straight to our hotel, and the hotel was a resort, and I'm not going to remember the name of it, but it was, gosh, I wish I could remember the name because it was pretty nice. They had our room, all the rooms were in little, they had little, I want to say it's like a duplex, but it was three rooms in a building basically. And so it's not in a big hotel. It's like these little, and they're kind of interspersed between the pools. They have five different pools, the golf course, all this stuff. So there are all these little mini units, we'll say, that have three or four rooms in them. And so we walk in and it's very big. It has a living area with the couch and a coffee table, and it has the bed area. And then the bathroom was had double sinks, and there was a separate tub area. And then there was a walk-in closet. And now it looked very old, like it, the decor and the, you know, the painting and all of the paint in the room and all that. It looked like it had been touched up lots, but it was not fresh and new feeling, but it was a lot of space though. So that was really cool. And right out of our door, we had a couple of deck chairs on our, on outside of our door, and we could see the water from our door. And we didn't have a lot of time there. This always happens. They had a spa and they had all these things. They had the golf course and the pools. And we were really only able to do the hot tub one night. We did the hot tub after we got back from doing something. But other than that, we weren't able, we didn't have time to really spend a lot of time there. But we, so we got there Thursday night. We pretty much went to bed, got up Friday. And I had decided we should do SeaWorld on Fridays. So we got up, had breakfast, and went on over to SeaWorld. And the only thing about SeaWorld is pretty typical. The only thing I would say about SeaWorld is I've been wondering what they were going to do with the whales, because I had heard they weren't going to be breeding whales anymore. I'd heard, you know, all these things about whales because of that that movie, the documentary that came out, Blackfish or whatever it's called. And I've always been, I know everyone who listens to this show is going to disagree with me, but I think if, first of all, if the whale is born in captivity, the whale doesn't even know what it is like to live out in the ocean. And yet, for some reason, it's abusive to keep them in these, you know, in these pools, even though they're getting hand fed by these trainers, they're getting, you know, all of their needs met. And they have these pools that are kept the perfect temperature and they have friends all with them. And, you know, my thought is, if you're going to say it's wrong for us to keep whales, then why is it okay for us to have cats? Or why is it okay for us to have dogs? I mean, dogs were wild animals at one point. So we could say, oh, well, we should set all our dogs free. Anyway, I know I'm going to get emails, calls, letters, whatever, but that's kind of the way I feel about that. So I kind of had wondered, because the reason that I would go to SeaWorld, the main reason was the Shamu show. So I was really interested to see what they were doing, because I had heard San Diego was one of the, or was the first one that was going to make whatever changes. So sure enough, we get there and they do have a whale, but they call it like an educational presentation. And I'm doing air quotes right now, because it's like an air quotes educational presentation. And so We go, and the Shamu Stadium is closed. They're doing construction. And it says, you know, all new improved whale show coming summer of 2017 or something like that. And so the part that's open, it was kind of cool, because I've always wondered like what the pools look like behind the stadium, because, you know, the whales come out from these other pools and I never knew what they look like. And so the educational presentation they were doing is from the pool behind the stadium. So they had these makeshift bleachers stood up, and then, you know, you could go, and there was no music. There was a little bit of music, but there were no dancers. There was no, I don't know, no video, no lighting effects or anything like that. It was just the trainers, and they basically went through the whole, the things that we train, they said the things that we train the whales and all of the other animals here are not just for show. They're because the vets need to be able to, you know, take their blood to do tests, and they need to be able to administer medicine, and we need to be able to weigh them. And so the reason, you know, in the Shamu show, they always, the whale slides up on this platform so you can get a good look of the entire whale. And they said, you know, that's not just for show. The reason we would do that is so we can weigh them, because we have scales in those platforms and we can weigh them, and we can also get a good look at their flukes and everything. The reason they wave at you is so we can look at their flukes and et cetera. But everything that they did in the theatrical show is in this educational show. The jumping, the turning flips, the splashing everyone in the splash zone, it's all there, but it's just reframed, we'll say. And I never had a problem. I'm going to say I never had a problem with it, but it's just reframed. I enjoyed it. So what they said is, if anyone doesn't know, they're not going to breed whales anymore. They did have a whale recently born, or that's going to be born in April. Not in San Diego, but at one of the other SeaWorlds. That will be the last one born in captivity. They haven't pulled a whale from the wild since like 1950 or something, or 1960, like a long time ago. So they're not, they haven't been doing that for forever. They just kept breeding them in captivity. SeaWorld owns 23 whales, And they're going to keep those because those are domesticated animals. They're not, they wouldn't survive in the wild. So SeaWorld will change all of its shows to not be theatrical, to be more of the educational show, but they will keep the whale show. And, you know, since they have whales that are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and they live anywhere from 30 to 50 or 60 years old. One of the whales in the show we watched, it was 51. And so since they live that long, they'll probably have whales long after I'm dead. But and who knows, in 15 years, they could secretly start back there. I don't know. I know everyone probably thinks I'm a horrible person, but just growing up in the South around people who hunt and fish and do other things and have the opinion that animals are here, I don't even want to say that. But I personally do not have a problem with SeaWorld, and I still love it. So that was really fun. And it was sunny all day, and it was great. And then we went to, the next day, we did the beaches. The next day we did the whale watching. And so the whale watching was, we went to actually close to that museum that the person was telling us about. And we got up and we went to Jollibee, actually, but is a Filipino fast food restaurant that Mark he wants to go to anytime that we're in a place that has Jollibee. He wants to go to Jollibee because it reminds him of home. So we went to Jollibee. We had the traditional Jollibee breakfast, and then it was time to go whale watching. And so we drive over, and it was right near the museum that I can't remember, one of you that emailed was telling me about. And so we went over there, and we get on this boat, and it's a pretty big size boat. It has 3 stories. 2 of them are indoor, and there's a bar, and there are tables. They must do like a dinner cruise as well. And so they have a deck, though, at the top, and the deck has a snack bar, but it's mostly open air. And it has chairs and tables and all this kind of stuff. And then they have volunteers from the local museum who are whale experts, or at least whale aficionados, we'll say, that are going on the cruise with you. There were probably, I don't know, 140 of us on the boat. So we found parking at the parking for the museum. We ran up, got our tickets, and got on the boat. So we go out. It's a 3-hour, that's kind of like, I don't know if any, Gilligan's Island. Didn't they say a 3-hour tour or something like that in Gilligan's Island? But so it was going to be a 3-hour tour. And they had said that the whales that were currently migrating are gray whales. And so they said, you know, what we'll do is we'll go out about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. And then as we're going, the captain is going to communicate with all the other whale watching boats around the area and find out where they've seen whales. And so we're just getting beautiful shots of the different Navy base and the ocean and Mexico. We can see Mexico from our boat, and they're giving us here's where we store our, I don't know, these airplanes, these whatever they're called, F-18s, or these are the military, these are the Navy helicopters, and oh, there's a, you know, and they have all the big warships, you know, parked in the, I'm getting all this terminology wrong, but they have everybody kind of parked, all the ships, and they give us a little bit of information about that, and then we go out. Well, whale watch, so I kind of love whale watching because I love the water, and so I love like going out on a big ship and seeing the water and feeling the air and all of that. But I also love seeing the whales. But whale watching is a little bit of a, you don't know that you're going to see anything, first of all. And then also you may see a little bit of it and then it go back underwater, you know, even if you get to see it. When I was young, my parents took me on this whale watching tour it was in Orcas Island in Canada. It's near Victoria, and you go out, and we were in this little boat. It was just the 3 of us, my mom and my stepdad and myself and the captain, so 4 of us total. We go out, and we thought we weren't going to see a whale at all, and then all of a sudden, this killer whale jumps out of the water right in front of our boat. I probably like 10 feet from me. So that's what I remember from that. But I knew it wasn't going to be like that for us because we were on this big, you know, big, huge boat. And anyway, and plus these are like gray whales. They probably don't even jump out of the water very much. So they tell us that the way you tell if the whales are there is that you're going to see they're going to shoot water out of their blowhole or air. You're going to see the spout. And they said they usually do that 4 or 5 or 6 times when they come up for air. And then before they dive back down, that's when you'll see their back and then they'll flip their tail up as they're diving down. And so I was all prepared to see the whales. So we're going to have to continue this on the next episode because I'm running out of time. For more information on me, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can call the listener line, which is 229-234-7587. I hope I got that right. 229-234-7587. And you can find a lot more shows over at pride48.com that are LGBT and LGBT friendly. And I forgot, you can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I'll continue the whale watching story, which is so exciting, on the next episode. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.